The Easiest Thing to Do on Earth is Not Write. William Goldman, novelist. This book is a collection of musings on topics you've heard discussed in the media, or maybe over coffee or perhaps something stronger. The style floats from slightly academic, though hopefully not too much, to irreverent, to humorous, and occasionally sarcastic. I want readers to look at the money world and social issues affecting that world differently. My goal is to make you think. Thinking is more than just criticizing. It takes work. Don't assume your criticisms are correct. Do the research and check the facts. Sometimes the facts challenge deep-seated beliefs. For many reasons, our critical thinking skills have weakened. We need these skills at an important juncture in our nation's history. Information dumps from print, what's left of it, TV, and the internet can overwhelm anyone. What's emerged is a cottage industry of people deciding fact and fiction. In other cases, people try to convince us that stop means go and that red is somehow green. While some statements may be true, we've lost our ability to judge. Man or woman is an economic animal. Without external interference, people will take action to maximize, or at least provide a minimum level, for their economic welfare. In the first two Escaping Oz books, I postulated four economic laws, the last of which suggests that people will act on their behalf in a manner that satisfies other acting on their own behalf. Strip away the noise and it's that simple. People acting in this manner represent a market. The market is a collection of people acting on their own behalf for the benefit of others. Imagine being in a bazaar where you can buy anything, goods or services, you want. Also, you're selling something others want. If there's no money in this bazaar, everyone decides the proper exchange value. If you're selling oranges, the vendor selling flour tells you how many oranges you must offer to get a pound of flour. The two of you negotiate an exchange. Imagine doing this with every other vendor. While bartering is cumbersome, you know that it's possible to get everything you need. If we introduce money, bartering goes away. Is the money valid? Is it counterfeit? Can someone make money without a matching effort? For money to work, everyone must agree to use it for the exchange of goods and services. It must be measurable, and it must represent something of intrinsic value. You could argue that money is the single most important invention in economic history. What about the market security? Do vendors feel secure selling their wares without fear of theft or other crime? What happens if the flour I bought or exchanged contained worms? What if we thought we bought 1 pound, but instead we received 3/4 of a pound? We should hold vendors to a product standard. They need to deliver what they're supposed to. In this bazaar, while vendor reputation is important, we'd like criminal and civil laws protecting the market. If you agree that people are economic animals, you'd only need goods, services, money, civil laws, and criminal laws. Society would desire more, though to have a functioning economy, this would be it. If we calibrate an economy's basic needs, it will help towards understanding the book. Occasionally, I'll refer to the bazaar example to help clarify economic themes. Along the way, we'll look at human action, cycles, people behind curtains, generations, and government. We'll also take a look at societal reaction during economic contractions. The severity of the next contraction will test the nation's fabric. The nation is unprepared for the next financial and economic crisis. We never flushed the excesses of the previous financial bubble. We simply reflated it. There's rot in our foundation. Many can't see it. Once everyone does, our floor will give way and we'll need a new foundation. Hopefully this book will give you a sense of what's needed to rebuild it.